Hello everyone, my name is Sigflop, and in this episode of Miscellaneous Radio Theater 4096, I'm going to be talking about paranoia, psychosis, depression, and just in general craziness. The reason why I want to talk about this is because I was recently hospitalized for a touch under a month. My diagnosis was major depressive disorder with psychotic features. I thought cars were following me. I thought the mob was after me. I thought people were reading my mind, and various other crazy things. And so I want to talk about it, and I feel it's relevant to the hacker community because, well, you see, I've always sort of put myself in a state of vigilance for a few reasons, mainly for being queer and being somewhat antisocial. Secondly, for being in the hacker community, where you hash your T's and encrypt your I's, and generally take the stance of not trusting the user or anyone else for that matter, which, you know, is a healthy state of vigilance, in my opinion, because it's productive. And it's realistic, but you know, I don't know why I broke, but I think that keeping myself in this state, not the hacker stuff alone, mostly the queer stuff, but keeping myself in this state just made me freak out, I know what my triggers are now. I know. I generally can figure out what's real in a couple of days at the worst, and a couple of hours at the best. Well, at the very best, I can go, no, that's crazy, right away. But generally, a couple of hours if I am being paranoid. I want to describe the hospital. I want to describe a lot of things. When I was in the hospital, I kept an audio journal because I had nothing really to do, and so I would call up my voicemail and keep an audio journal. I want to play that for you to give you a sense of what it was like. So we'll begin. This is starting at the beginning. I hope you enjoy my audio journal. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Hello, everyone. Today is the 21st. I'm still in the hospital. Fucking paranoia. I just got back from a pass. I'm a code 3, which means I'm going on passes. First pass, second most recent pass, I went outside into the parking lot. And I felt suspicious of the cars. Thought that they were looking at me, thought that they were following me. Most recent pass, the one today, I went way far with Jess and had no feelings of suspicion about cars, about people, about really anything. It was good. I felt almost no paranoia, but towards the end I became very, very anxious, and the anxiety continued. When I got back in, I felt really shaken up by the whole ordeal. I'm glad to be back in this place. It's my safe place. I overheard the staff talking about a doctor who couldn't get into one of the stations for lack of ID, and I immediately thought that that was because of me, and I thought that they found me and they followed me here, and now they know where I am here, and I have dismissed that now. That was paranoid, and I am now washing my shirt because it smells like the outside. And I want to be back in this place and feel safe, because I feel safe in this place and I can work on myself here. So thank you for listening. And again, this is on January 20th, 2012. Take care.
That was my journal. A few weeks into my stay, I was doing a lot better. I felt as if I were in a safe place, and that they couldn't get me. Who they is, in my mind, is a bit ethereal. But at the time, I believed it was the mob. And now I don't know who it is. I still believe that I am being followed. And so I'm working on that, because I know that's paranoid. So I'm still working on this. I was doing much, much better. From here on, I got better and better and better. I'm still not completely in 100% with the reality right now, but let's continue. In this one, I'm going to describe a little bit more about the hospital.
Hey, it's 1/21/2012. I actually think I will make an HPR episode out of this. So let me describe the place. I am in a psych ward in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. The building, hold on a second. All right, sorry for that. The building has 7 wards, from what I understand. The entire building announcements are overhead. And code 21, from what I understand, means that someone's going to get tied up tonight. Code blue means cardiac arrest. Code green means behavioral disturbance. I'm not exactly sure what that is. I've never heard of code green before. I got this from asking a nurse. And code red means fire. Now, the entire place is locked. There's a lobby area and a desk area. There's usually 2 psych associates working at any time, and 2 nurses. They're 2 teams, and two primary doctors. My primary doctor is Nelson. There's little behavioral, cognitive behavioral therapy or anything like that. This is mainly to get you stable and out into outpatient care, where there is a lot more therapy. All the doors are locked, of course, double locked. There are two locked redundant doors. There are six cameras in this unit, three of which are aimed at doors, two of which are in the lobby. And the third, I've been looking at the screen. I'm not exactly sure where the third is, but it's somewhere. there's rooms, usually one or two patients. Everything's secured. When you come in, when you leave, when you come in, you get searched. They put you in a gown, search through all your possessions, search through all your clothes. That happens every time. I'm going out on passes now, so that happens every time I get back in. There are people coming and leaving. The first door is by RFID. Passive RFID. I'm basing this on the fact that it looks like the RFID card in one of the buildings that I lived at. And by passive, I mean not challenge response. I could be wrong on this. The second way out is by key. Sometimes that's reversed, or there's key, then RFID, and there's one main entrance where it's RFID and RFID. I think that's all I really have to say about the place. Right now, room checks twice a day, once in the morning, once in the evening. A sex associate checks your room, searches for any contraband. You do have lockers with everything that, all the contraband that you have that you came in with, and they will put that in there, and you get that back at the end of your stay. Yeah, I think that's, I'll call back if I think of anything else. There are several switches here, wall switches. I don't exactly know what they, yeah, this is yours. No, don't worry about it. There you go. There are several switches here. I don't know exactly what they do. I've been flipping them because I'm bored. Looks like this place was originally a medical hospital. There are a lot of panels. You know those panels that you put on top of boxes that are in the wall? Like you have a power box or something, you put a panel on it, it has no external features. It's just a panel. There are lots and lots of those. So I imagine this used to be all medical. That's it. Motion detectors throughout the building. Motion detectors in the entrances, in the exits. There is a staff bathroom that is almost accessible just by key. There's a staff locker, which is just by key. I don't know if you can get out from those places. Probably not. Ceiling tiles in the main area. No ceiling tiles in the patient rooms. And thanks for listening. Take care.
And now let's continue on to some of the happenings at the old hospital to give you a sense of what the days were like there.
There's a patient here who, there's a couple of patients here who are experiencing mania. One of them is experiencing pretty severe mania. The problem with the latter patient is any medication that they give her just makes her worse, which is funny. That's at least what she says. And she just started banging on windows and whatnot. I overheard the staff thinking about calling code 21 or code green on her, probably more accurately. So some shit's gonna go down. Maybe she'll get tied up tonight. Who knows? But we'll see. Well, that was funny. They had us go to our rooms. I heard no overhead page or anything like that. They go to our rooms and there's a security issue. And I do not know what happened, but patient named Joe is missing. So I don't know what happened with Joe. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.